Welcome to the Passive Profits Podcast from StraightBlocker.com, where you'll learn from people already doing it how to build profit-producing online assets without having to leave the house. Now, here's your host, the guy whose biggest fear is having a boss, Nate Rivers.
And that is very true. My biggest fear is having a boss. I want to welcome everybody to the first episode of the Passive Profits Podcast. And basically in this episode, I don't have a guest. I'm just going to be talking. It's just going to be my voice. But I do have some good topics to go over. If you've never heard of me, my name's Nate Rivers again. I blog at StrayBlogger.com. If you are one of my current readers, then most of the stuff in this podcast you probably already heard. But I do have some golden nuggets for you. I'm sure you'll learn something. So whether you've never heard of me or not, you'll learn something on this podcast. So basically what I wanted to go over in this first podcast is a quick overview of kind of what I've done online, and then what I really wanted to cover is the different business models. And when I talk about an online business, I'm not talking about starting your own Amazon.com or something like that where you're going to be selling and then having to ship physical products. I am all about setting up hands-free businesses or websites that once they're set up and running, they take very, very little maintenance. That is the main thing I'm interested in, and that's the main thing that I've figured out how to do. And that's why this podcast is called the Passive Profits Podcast. I mean, recently, you know, there's been a lot of kind of the latest gold rush as far as online marketing has been learning the basics and then going out and trying to set up accounts or help local businesses do this online marketing stuff. And when that first started, you know, when I first came across that idea, I was like, I thought, that is genius. And I started looking into getting into it and everything, and then I remembered, okay, wait, that is not the main thing I'm interested in. That's not the reason why I wanted to figure out how to build a passive online business. So I never got into that. I mean, for a while, I did a couple of local consulting things with local business owners just because some of the people that knew me, or some of my friends actually that knew what I was doing, they told some of their friends that were business owners, and so I helped a few of them out. But I didn't really like doing it that much, just because I just thought, well, this week that I've been, you know, helping this company do this, I could have set up another website. So anyways, basically, to make my long story short, and my story is long, especially what I've done online, the first 2 years of my story is crappy and is depressing if you think about it. Basically, what I did is somewhere along the line, I got the idea of making money online. And so I started building this website. It was something, I guess, in my mind at that point in time was what I knew the most about if I was going to, you know, go out and create a website about it. And so my website was about, like, lifting weights, working out, bodybuilding. And if you were to see me in person, I'm not an expert, apparently, by the way I look in that topic. But like I said, I guess that was what I thought I knew the most about. I just like to go to the gym and lift weights. I will definitely never be winning any bodybuilding competitions, though. So I work on this site for 2 years. I build over 100 pages of content. And the worst part is I had the correct mindset the whole time. I just put my nose to the grindstone, pumped out content, wrote articles like crazy, and it just never went anywhere. And the main place that I went wrong, looking back now, knowing what I know, is the keyword research. I just didn't understand it. Even though the kind of the training that I was following taught me how to do it, and I think they taught me how to do it right, I don't really remember, but whatever happened, I didn't get the message. So that's the first key takeaway for you, especially if you're just looking in to, you know, starting an online business, or if you're not really having much success yet. The thing that will make or break your efforts, and this is assuming that you're not going to try starting out with pay-per-click, which I don't recommend as your first venture because you'll probably just lose your shirt. If you're talking about building niche sites, you know, in small enough markets that it is possible to get ranked in the top 10 and get free search engine traffic, keyword research is what will make or break your attempts at that. So that's the first lesson. So I spent 2 years on this website. It didn't go anywhere. And then I took a few months off just thinking, this doesn't work. This sucks. You know, obviously, the only monetization model I ever tried was Google AdSense. And I think over the 2 years, I made like $4 or $5, maybe. So it was just a depressing experience overall. So the next thing, a few months after that, after I had given up in my mind, I came across the idea of pay-per-click, and whatever, apparently I didn't learn that much, or I hadn't become very savvy to the whole, like, sales pitch thing, and I got sold on the idea of pay-per-click. Again, I don't remember what, I have no clue, like, what website, what guru, what training it was, I have no idea, but I got sold on the idea that, hey, you can create a simple, pay-per-click campaign with Google AdWords and send the traffic to an affiliate offer, and you know, you can make as much money in commissions as you want to spend in traffic. So I remember painfully, it's funny at this point, I set up, you know, I spent this whole afternoon and night setting up this campaign, and I go to bed and I'm literally thinking, I'm starting to tell myself, like, you know, I'm at least going to make 200 bucks while I'm asleep tonight. I mean, I might make as much as like 1,000. I was literally like starting to believe that as I went to bed. I woke up the next morning. You can probably guess what happened. Instead of making any money, I didn't make any sales. I paid for a couple hundred clicks to this affiliate offer, and it didn't make any sales, and I spent like 200 bucks. So needless to say, that was another very depressing experience, especially when I was so convinced that it was just going to be that easy. Now, pay-per-click can and does work, obviously, but it is very, very not beginner-friendly. So, like I said a few minutes ago, I wouldn't choose that as your first venture if you're just getting into this stuff. So, what did finally work for me is just creating small niche sites, basically finally figuring out how to do keyword research correctly. And so all the major, you know, models that go with niche sites, I've kind of done them, and I've had failures and successes in all of them. And currently, I still do all of them, whether that's product creation, creating my own product, creating like my own video courses, creating a straight just content site for AdSense. I do have one project in the works that I might say I'm most excited about, and it's just this big authority site that I try to add 3 or 4 pages to a week that's pure AdSense. So it's just pure content, and anyway, so there's the AdSense sites. Then there's affiliate, you know, strictly affiliate sites, and you can kind of go two ways. Well, really, you can do a mixture where you promote physical products such as products from Amazon. You're an affiliate of Amazon.com, and so you're sending traffic to their products, which you'll get a commission for when people click your link and buy. And then you can be the whole digital product, like ClickBank type stuff. So any of those ways can work, and it's the formula for making it work is pretty simple. I think where most people go wrong is I know exactly where most people go wrong. People go wrong because they never put enough time and effort into one method. So if you're interested in this whole thing enough that you're actually like taking notes, or even if you're not, if you want to write that down in your swipe file somewhere, that's everyone who's not succeeding with their online business, that's where they're going wrong. They're not putting enough time and effort into one method. They're jumping around to different methods, they just keep getting sold on this idea or that idea, that this is easier. You know, everyone's always looking for the most profitable method that takes the least amount of time and effort. So, I mean, what does that mean? That means they're looking for a get-rich-quick scheme. Those don't exist. If they did, nobody would have a real job. You know, I like telling this to people because I think it's funny. If you need proof that there's not actually a fast way to make a bunch of money online, just go to McDonald's or Walmart and see if anyone's working there. And if there is, then, you know, the golden goose of making money on the internet still doesn't actually exist. So don't get caught up in those, I don't want to say scam, because I mean, a lot of the stuff the gurus sell, I mean, it could work potentially, but they really sell the idea that it's going to just be fast and easy, and it is not fast and easy. You have to learn really a whole new skill set. You have to learn real skills to make all this stuff work together enough to where you can make, you know, substantial income from it. And like I'm saying, in my case, it took, my 2 years was a complete failure, but I did learn a lot of the basics in that, you know, 2 years. So really, I mean, it did, it was just a matter of time of me keeping on, you know, trying and putting in effort before it finally just started to work. And once you find things that work, then it's very easy to scale up and just replicate over and over. So let's go over some of the, let's see, I have some notes here I'm looking at. Basically the four main, maybe five ways to start with niche sites. And so the assumption is of what I'm saying is that I do think that niche sites is the best place for the beginner to start with an online business, because it takes a very low startup investment. And, well, that's the main thing. You don't want to, especially, you know, if you're just starting online and wanting to start your own online business, chances are that you don't know that much about, at least one of the main three components. The main three components of any successful online business is knowing how to create great content, knowing how to, so that's number one. Number two is knowing how to generate a lot of traffic, and number three is knowing how to convert that traffic. Those are the three main skills that any method or any like online technique or whatever, any online business boils down to, those three things. Content generation, traffic generation, and conversion or monetization, being able to make money from that traffic. So, if you're just starting out, if you can learn to take a small niche site and make it profitable, you will have learned enough about those three things to be able to duplicate that over and over and over. So you're only limited by the amount of time that you're willing to put in, time and effort. And money can really, I mean, once you have, you know, revenue from your business to invest back in your business, that's when things can will really start to pick up. When you start to outsource the mundane stuff, the stuff that takes the most time but is still crucial, such as article writing. When I started outsourcing articles, that just completely changed things. And I wrote my own articles for every single site for way too long. I wish I would have done that a lot sooner. But I'm getting ahead of myself. So, okay, so you have a niche site. The idea of a niche site, it's a small site. You might, you know, starting out, I don't like the idea of a sniper site or like a micro niche site where it's only like two or three pages, which is basically like, you know, would be a sales page, or if it's an affiliate site, would just be an opt-in page where you're trying to get the reader's email address. The minimum number of pages you should start a niche site with is, you know, 10, I would say. I mean, at least 7, like 7 to 10. And each one of those is a content page. And then, so the first model would be an AdSense site. If your niche site is going to be a strictly a content site, then the idea there is to monetize the site. All you do is take a snippet of Google AdSense code and put it into your site in certain spots, and that will generate Google ads, and when people click on those, you get paid a certain amount, a certain percentage of whatever the advertiser is paying to have to be running that ad. So the pros of an AdSense site is it's extremely passive. Granted that you can get the pages ranked high in the search engines, and that you're generating enough traffic so that the site is making a substantial amount of income. So, I guess again, what is substantial? I mean, really, if you have a site that's making $50 a month or $100, and you don't have to do a single thing, then that's awesome. I mean, build 10 of those, build 50 of those, build 100 of those type of sites. So, an AdSense site is attractive just because it's so low maintenance. The downside is you can make a lot more, you can make a lot more revenue with a lot less traffic if you have your own product on a site, or even if you're just an affiliate and you're promoting like digital products. So, with an AdSense site, to get a substantial income from one site, you've got to have like a lot of traffic, because you know on average you're getting 20, 30, 50 cents a click. So it obviously just takes a lot of clicks for that to add up. And if you take into account that your average click-through rate is going to be maybe 1-2%, you just need a lot of traffic for an AdSense site to make a lot of money. But like I said, you can set up just tons of them, and some people do that. That's all they do. I know a guy who just makes 10 to 15 grand a month from owning a couple hundred AdSense sites, and that's all he does. And that's pretty awesome because they take no maintenance. So that's an AdSense site. The next model would be just an affiliate site, and there's kind of two main types of products that you can promote. You can do digital products, which would be stuff from like ClickBank or Pay.com. And on these digital products, the commissions are really high. So it takes a lot less sales from these digital products, to hit a certain income amount. It takes a lot less sales of a ClickBank product to hit $500 in commissions than it does from, to get $500 in AdSense clicks. Or even, that brings us to the next model. You can promote physical products from sites like Amazon.com. Amazon.com's commission rate is, starts at 4%, and I think at the most goes to like 7%. So it's a very small percentage. So again, you need more traffic, to make the same amounts of money from a site where you're selling your own product or selling digital products. Now the one thing that you should note from that statement is Amazon, visitors going to Amazon will convert a lot higher than a digital product. So it's just a trade-off. I mean, there's obviously a trade-off in these different methods. So, people aren't real hesitant to click on an ad. So it's an AdSense site will have a decent conversion rate, but what you're getting paid per conversion, technically, I guess, if the click is a conversion, is very, very low. A conversion on a physical product from Amazon.com is easier to get than a conversion on a pure digital product as something from ClickBank, but the amount you get paid per transaction just goes up. So AdSense is at the bottom, then you have physical products, and then you have digital products. Now you can definitely, if you have a blog I mean, you can make a hybrid of these three different models. You can, on your blog post, you can have AdSense, you can have links to different physical products, and through your emails or your autoresponder, you can promote digital products. So there's not really a defined method or like a certain way that things has, you know, that things have to be done. But I would recommend when you're starting out that you choose one of these and get good at it. And that advice goes for this whole idea, you know, when it comes to generating traffic, you should really choose one thing and just become good at it. Whether it's SEO or getting traffic from Facebook or traffic from YouTube, there's a lot of ways these days to get free traffic. And you'll be a lot more effective and get results a lot faster if you will become an expert at one thing at a time. So that's another big takeaway that I would write down, or at least try to remember. If you'll spend your time and effort becoming an expert at one technique at a time, you know, so let's say that you want to sell digital products. So focus your site on digital products and that's it. Until you can kind of crack the code and figure out how to get those offers to convert, don't try to build AdSense sites or Amazon.com affiliate sites. And then to get your traffic, if you want to focus on Facebook traffic, then do it. If you want to focus on SEO, organic, you know, organic Google rankings, then focus on that. If you want to focus on driving traffic from YouTube, then focus on that. But between your, you know, your method of monetization and your traffic generation methods, I would just choose one, you know, one thing in each category and become an expert on that. So those are kind of the basic models of getting started with a niche site. On my blog, strayblogger.com, again, if you're not already a reader and you just happened upon this podcast, there's a lot more tutorials on my blog about how to get started in each of these different methods, I guess. And I just wanted to talk about real quick what I want to do with this podcast in the future. Hopefully, for mine and your sake, this is one of the only podcasts where it'll just be me talking. What I really want to do is, and I already have a few guests lined up in the next few weeks, I want to, my main goal with this is to go out and find people online that are really kind of just starting to succeed and get things figured out with their respective method or whatever they're doing online. Because I really think that beginners can learn more faster about what will work for them from somebody who's not far removed from where they're at. You have these gurus that are selling, you know, doing millions of dollars in sales each year, and they're trying to tell complete beginners that, you know, look at my ClickBank account or look at how much money I make doing this online thing. It's so easy. Well, it's not easy. It's very, very simple, you know, once you just understand what works and what doesn't. The main methods for making this work are very simple, but it is not easy. I mean, that's a complete lie. So I really think that beginners learn best from people that are just starting to figure things out. And those are the type of guests that I want to find and put on this podcast and just interview them. You know, what have you been doing in the last 6 months from when you weren't, when nothing was really going right for you to now that you're starting to, you know, generate income from your websites or your business or whatever it is. So that's kind of what you can expect from this podcast in the future. And that's where it's headed. So I hope you've enjoyed this first episode. Again, my name is Nate Rivers, and I blog at strayblogger.com. So you can visit my site to read more articles and tutorials.